There's a new stock trading on the New York Stock Exchange this week. It belongs to Medco, a pharmaceutical benefits manager, or PBM. Insurance companies and employers hire PBMs to negotiate with the drug industry and to get the lowest prices on their latest pills. Critics say PBMs are pocketing savings that don't belong to them. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on a secretive industry that helps set prescription drug prices for millions of Americans.
You may not know what PBMs do, but you've probably been affected by them. Pharmacy benefit managers are hired by health insurers and employers to design preferred drug lists, lists of brand name and generic drugs that insurers and employers want you to use. Their goal is to steer you to drugs that are safe and effective, but cheaper than the competition. But it doesn't always work out that way. Attorney Linda Kahn initiated a class action suit against the PBM Medco on behalf of employee benefit plans. Kahn has actually seen documents that show how Medco designed its preferred drug lists in the late 1990s.
What the litigation showed is that rather than acting in the plans and the patient's interests by favoring lower-cost drugs, Medco is frequently favoring higher-cost drugs.
That doesn't make sense, except for this. Until earlier in the week, Medco was owned by pharmaceutical giant Merck. Kahn says Medco often put Merck's drugs at the top of its preferred lists, even when Merck's drugs were more expensive than those of competitors. She says records show that Medco even called doctors' offices to persuade doctors to switch their patients from cheaper competing drugs to Merck's drugs. Not all the expensive drugs on Medco's drug lists belong to Merck. Some belong to other drug makers who paid Medco large amounts of money for preferential treatment, money that Medco could have passed on to insurers and employers in the form of lower drug prices. The class action suit alleges that Medco kept the money and overcharged insurers and employers by billions of dollars. How could this have happened? Health policy analyst Marilyn Moon of the American Institute for Research says it's because the negotiations between PBMs and drug makers are so secret and complex.
The PBM is essentially going to multiple drug companies and saying, compete against each other, give us the lowest price, and then we'll steer as many of our customers as possible to this drug.
The way the industry works, even though pharmacy benefit managers are negotiating on behalf of insurers and employers, PBMs don't tell insurers and employers how much they're getting in discounts and bonuses from drug makers. Attorney Linda Kahn says the Medco documents also show there's other money that passes from drug makers to PBMs, administrative fees, health management fees, data sales fees, and she says in Medco's case, this money too wasn't revealed to insurers or employers.
If the plan goes to Medco, or an auditor for the plan goes to Medco and says to Medco, could you please tell us how much you made in administrative fees above and beyond the rebate from a specific manufacturer? Medco's answer will be, sorry, that's proprietary information. You're not allowed to see it.
Mark Bertolini, Senior Vice President for Specialty Products at the health insurer Aetna, says PBMs are under increasing pressure to show their books to their customers.
I think employers, in looking at the rising cost of drugs and its increasing percentage of the total health care benefit for their employees, want to know more about how drugs are bought and sold and what the costs of them are.
Insurers like Aetna and many state governments have turned away from PBMs. They're handling their own negotiations with drug companies. But don't count Medco or other PBMs out just yet. For one thing, they could end up managing the new Medicare drug benefit if it passes. About that class action suit. Before it became an independent company, Medco agreed to settle the class action suit without any admission of wrongdoing or liability for a sum of $42 million. Lawyers such as Linda Kahn say that's not enough. They're fighting to reject the settlement. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.